Good evening, everybody. Live from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and Michael Temple with you for Penguin Basketball 2015. How nice it is. Hilo in the house, the Vulcans. Vulcans are here with a very similar PacWest record as I bring in my partner to my immediate left, Michael Temple. Temple, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Stu.
Thank you. Well, the Penguins against the Vulcans on paper look pretty good. 3-5 Penguins, 3-4 in the PacWest for the Vulcans. Tonight could be a very nice night of basketball.
Yeah, and I'm expecting that too. With the top six teams in the PacWest making the postseason tournament, both these teams right outside that top six, this is going to be a big game for either team to get that W.
Yeah, that's a good call. In fact, the Penguins at number 8 and Hilo at number 7, but only separated by percentage points in the standings at this point. Penguins with a couple of good wins could really help themselves. Come off a very tough road trip. They went one of the last four, beginning January 3rd at Academy of Art. Then lost to Baptist, Azusa Pacific, and Point Loma. That's a long road trip, you know, all the way back from Point Loma after going 0-3 on the road.
Yeah, definitely tough to start that way off the new season. I mean, the new year, 2015. Started with a win against a very good Academy of Art team. But like you said, they went down to Southern California and took three tough losses against three very good teams. So we'll see how they kind of rebound coming back home for a nice long five-game homestand here in the Collins Center.
Penguins have a lot of basketball coming up just 48 hours from now. BYU Hawaii will be in the house. And 3 days after that, what is it, Cal State Hayward?
No, it's going to be Chaminade.
On the 22nd?
Yes.
Thank you. Chaminade, that's a blackout night. Oh, the new Chili will be here. That's kind of cool. And so you want to come down to the Conlin Center for that. 29th, Dixie. And then Fresno Pacific on January 31st. So the back half of January is loaded with basketball for both the men and the women's team. You're listening to NC2A Penguin Basketball. Stuart Horn and Michael Temple on Penguin Radio. 15 years on the air, and here we go again. 2015 Penguin style. Less than a minute to go on our brand new scoreboards, Mike. And boy, the colors really pop. Penguin gold, and I don't know what the red is, but
yeah, definitely sticks out. Like you said, the Penguin gold all around the rim of the scoreboard, and then they got the nice home of the Penguins on top of the scoreboard. Very nice addition to the Conlin Center here.
Yeah, really happy everybody's with us as Mark Carlson, our overhead announcer, takes over here at the Conlin Center. A ton of people in the house, and classes resume in a day or so. And, in fact, on Tuesday, I think that's the 20th, isn't that right?
Yep, Tuesday.
All right, and Mike Temple, of course, the senior broadcasting sensation, in for his final semester of work. So here it is, that bittersweet time of your life, Mike, where you're finally done with college, and all of a sudden it's like, gosh, I'm done with college.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere as well.
Yeah.
A quick 4 years.
I just remember when you were a punk broadcaster, and now you're the senior sensation. Well, we are ready for basketball, everybody. And just a couple of minutes until the tip-off between the Penguins and the Vulcans out of University of Hawaii at Hilo. The head coach for the Vulcans, who come in 4-7 overall, 3-4 in PacWest Conference play, is David Kaneshiro. He's assisted by Fred Collins, Wayne Kaneshiro, and Don Consacco. The Vulcans will be sending out CeCe Rohde, a 5'8" senior out of Albuquerque, Jordan Kealoha, a 5'6" senior out of Honolulu, Kirsty Williams, a 5'6" senior out of Lincoln, California, Haley Reynolds, a 5'11" senior out of Yonkala, and Mackenzie Mangino, a 5'10" senior out of Ukiah. We're ready for the national anthem. For everyone at home, please rise. All right, fans, we are ready for basketball. It is a Penguin doubleheader tonight. The guys are scheduled to go off at 7:30. And we're going to have the women first, of course. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where our department chair is Brad Van Alstine, and our faculty advisor, is me. Our athletics director here at the Conlon Center is Brandon Leinbach. Our associate AD and NC2A compliance officer is Amy Hinkelman. And our assistant AD for communications is Brandon Davis. Horn and Temple together again. 2 days from now, we'll have another broadcast, 5:30, 7:30, as the Penguins will welcome in BYU Hawaii. And Alex Swan will be here for that one as well, with Michael Temple and yours truly. For the Penguins, starting tonight under head coach Tim Lacoste. Of course, Lacoste in his first year. 6-8 overall, 3-5 in PacWest Conference play. He's assisted by Fanique Allen. Carly Holbrook is a 5'8 sophomore. The guard out of Vancouver, Washington, Holbrook, a three-point specialist. Sarah Nelson, a 6'4 senior out of Clayton. Nelson has just gotten better and better since she started here at Dominican, and the 6'4 senior is back out on the court. Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4 senior out of Torrance, who has a burst of speed unlike any other in the conference, and she'll be out there with Alyssa Weathered, the 5'7 sophomore out of Carrollton, Texas. Now, Weathered has played more minutes than any other Penguin at 472, averaging 33.7 points per game and a field goal percentage of 59%, Mike. That is pretty impressive stuff. Weathered getting better as the season has gone on. And Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2 senior out of Oak Hills. She went to Serrano High School. Hyatt, Weathered, Yamauchi, Nelson, and Holbrook. I think that's a pretty good starting five for Coach Lacoste.
Yeah, see if the Penguins can assert themselves early on here on the offensive side. From looking at the stats, we've seen that the Vulcans struggle scoring the basketball, but they play very good defense. So if the Penguins can counteract that and get on the board early and get some good runs going, we can see if the Penguins can kind of assert themselves as the dominant team here.
The 5'11 Haley Reynolds will be out there against Nelson for the tip-off, and Reynolds tips it into the hands of Weathered. Penguins attacking the southern hoop are off to our left here on Media Row as the clock runs with 19:50. Weathered on the right wing. She gets it to Holbrook at the top of the key. Now left side, Danielle. Way out there, 14 seconds on the brand new shot clocks overhead. Weathered, 360 spinner, tosses it off to Nelson at the left elbow. Driving in, Yamauchi with 6 on the shot clock. A little bit deep, taken down by Hyatt. And then pumped out of bounds by CeCe Rohde. And the Penguins will get it back right under the bucket.
That was good ball movement by the Penguins. They got a nice shot inside for Yamauchi. Just went off the left side of the glass and almost got the second put back. But now it's going to see if they can do off the inbounds play.
Yamauchi gets it into Hyatt. Hyatt up and easily in for a deuce. And there's the first score of the night for the Penguins. 2-0. Hilo will bring it up now very slowly. Jordan Kealoha, the 5'6 senior out of Honolulu, brings it up. And she kicks over to the right side to Rohde. Back to the top of the key. Now down low. Oh, the Penguins are playing some massive defense. And just on the edge of the lane, a jump ball between Mackenzie Mangino and the Penguins' Alyssa Weathered. So the possession arrow is going to go to Hilo. Inbounds from Kealoha, and she gets it in. They're just tossing it around the perimeter. Reynolds now, left baseline, back to the top, Kealoha. She doesn't want to fire. She had a great look, Mike. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Up and under with an easy layup from Mangino. Too much glass. The Penguins with a rebound. Yamauchi brings it up. 18:48 to go. Penguins up by 2. Weather, top of the key. Left side, Danielle. Now softly into Nelson. Top of the key, Hyatt. She drives in, kick out. And a walk by Weathered as she went for the head fake. She didn't even need to. There were no helos anywhere near her, but she walked with it.
Yeah, and that's one of the few times you'll see Weathered make a mistake like that. She had so much open room in front of her. I think she thought too quickly and didn't really dribble the ball, so she took a step before.
Remember,
got called for travel.
Weathered almost 34 points a game averaging. Here's a long three ball by Christy Williams. Right wing, no. Hilo comes down with it, though. The nice rebound taken by Rohde. Left side, Kealoha. And that's 3! So Kealoha buries a tray ball, and the Penguins trail by 1. They bring it up very quickly. Boy, Penguin's transition is nice as Nelson has it stripped away from her. She dives back on it, trying to get it. Loose ball toward the sideline. Picked up by Christy Williams for Hilo to Kealoha. Left side, Rhodey, right under the bucket. Nobody in her way. And Haley Reynolds is able to bury it 5-2. Hilo, great play by the Vulcans. Penguins now bring it up very quickly, and Weathered on the baseline steps out. She's got her palms to the ceiling, but that's two unforced errors by Alyssa Weathered in the course of about 45 seconds. And KLO will bring it up again, 5-2 the Penguins trail here in the first half. Penguins now on defense. Williams, she fires it into the corner. A limp wrist by Mangino, and there's another three ball. Check it, a long deuce. 7-2, 17 and a half to go, fans.
Yeah, man, Gino had 18 points in the last game, so as you know, she's a hot shooter right now, and she knocked that one down smooth.
Holbrook, Danielle, they get it into Nelson, short off the rim. Rebound by Reynolds, the 5'11 senior. Kealoha brings it up, the point guard, and she dumps it off with nice movement to Reynolds, but muffs it out of bounds. 7-2, the Penguins will get it back. 17:07 to go, Hornung Temple.
Going towards the offensive side, they're getting the ball inside to Nelson. She's much taller than all the Vulcan defenders, but she's got to hold the ball up above her head. She's bringing it down to where the smaller Vulcan guards can come down and steal it from her.
Nelson
causing turnovers.
Nelson almost gives it away again, but is able to corral it back. Now Weathered, top of the key, and she's able to soft it in, 7-4, and there you go.
Nice mid-range look there by Weathered to knock that down and give the Penguins a little bit of momentum.
Kealoha now left side. She brings it up. Vulcan's ball control outside the perimeter, Mike, is really nice. Very smooth. Off of Nelson's leg. Somehow it's corralled by Reynolds and two more. 9-4, the Penguins trail 16 and a half in the first half. Weathered to Hyatt. Yamauchi. Holbrook softly to Nelson. Nelson's still looking. She's got one two-pointer. Hyatt now. To Nelson, softly, missed it left. Nelson's missed four in a row, Mike. 16-10, and these are close range. Nelson doesn't shoot anything long range. Now a heaving three ball. Holbrook gets in the way. Rebound taken by Rhodey, but it goes out of bounds, and the Penguins will get it back.
The Penguins are getting good looks inside, just not converting early on. Both teams running a zone, so the looks have been there, but neither team able to capitalize.
Left side, Yamauchi, inside of 16 minutes. Softly Hyatt from the free throw line, short. Loose ball. Taken by Reynolds. Penguins on defense. They're all backpedaling to the northern end off to our right. Foot fake by Rhodey. Left side. She's got it again. Weathered's plastered to her. Now Kealoha goes in. Heaves it off. Nelson tipped it off. And the foul is committed by Alyssa Weathered. Her first. It's immediate timeout, fans. 9-4 with 15:36 to go. Stuart Horner, Michael Temple. Our first media timeout, you're listening to Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California, NC2A Basketball, the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Well, Mike, it's the first time we've been at home in 2015. Penguins, they don't look bad so far, 9-4, trailing the Vulcans, but the Vulcans just look a little sharper right now.
Yeah, the ball movement that you're seeing from the Vulcans is what the Penguins are trying to get. They're swinging it and finding the open spot in the zone right along the baseline, and they've been able to convert those shots. The Penguins, like you said, Nelson missing three shots in a row. The Penguins just haven't been able to convert inside. Even though they're getting the good looks, they need to start finishing those and capitalizing.
Yeah, they're getting it down low. They just can't finish those the all-important shot on goal, you know? And while it looks like Kealoha, at the point guard position, she is really taking control of the game. She's not only one for one outside, and that's the only shot she's tried so far, but she's been able to feed it off to Reynolds over and over, who's two for two indoors. And there's your difference. And with 15:36 to go, it's 9-4. Mike Temple will take the play-by-play on Penguin Radio.
15 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first half. Vulcans up 9-4 over the Penguins. Like you said, Stu, first home game in 2015. Penguins trying to capitalize on that as they have a 3-3 home record off the baseline inbounds play. The Vulcans get it into Williams. Williams drives, kicks off to the right side, three-point line. Now passed over left side, Kealoha. She drives, gets to the free throw line, passes but gets it back. No ball movement right now as they're just swinging around the perimeter. They get it to the free throw line. Takes Nelson on the drive but misses the layup as Haley Reynolds couldn't capitalize. Yamauchi gets the boards for the Penguins.
Pretty easy shot there by Reynolds' standards.
Yeah, took her on the first step but couldn't finish the layup. Instead, Penguins get the board and now looking to capitalize on the offensive side. Hyatt drives, gets picked, but a foul is called in the process as Hyatt hit the floor. Two defenders converged for the Vulcans, and the whistle was blown, and the foul is going to go on Haley Reynolds, the senior, her first foul, also the Vulcans' first foul.
See the Penguins zigzag the ball around, trying to find an open look from the paint. They just couldn't get it.
On the inbounds play, it's a lob to Weathers. She does a spin move, rolls it in and out, but Hyatt gets the board. So Penguins keep possession as it's Yamauchi on the left wing. Now free throw line, Hyatt passed over to the left wing where it's Weathered, trying to direct traffic. They get Holbrook atop the key, swung right wing. Now free throw line, Nelson pump fake. Nice pass over to Hyatt. Spin move, goes lefty off the glass, off the rim, and just misses. Nelson tries to battle for the board inside, but she knocks it out of bounds, so Vulcan possession.
Hyatt goes 360, can't make it. Weathers tried it twice, neither one of them has gone. And though it looks spectacular, and it's tough to guard, if they don't go down, what's the point?
Very good point. As the Penguins trail by five still, 9-4. Vulcan possession, it's on the left wing. Now back up top, Key Aloha over to the right wing where it's Edens. Edens lefty shot off the left side of the rim, and it's Hyatt there for the board. Penguins doing a very nice job of rebounding early on. Can they capitalize and score some points? It goes right wing, Yamauchi uses a Hyatt screen, gets to the free throw line, passed over. Now back to Holbrook, she drives right. Kicks off, free throw line once again. Hyatt passes to Nelson inside. Lefty hook shot, that one's good. As Nelson finally asserted herself and went to the lefty glass move, and she finished for two.
Mike, that's the toughest shot she's tried tonight.
And she knocked it down. Like you said, missed three in a row, three little bunny layups. But this one, a little bit more difficulty, and she was able to knock it down for two. Now on the right side, baseline jumper missed. Hyatt once again with the rebound. Yamauchi looking to push for the Penguins. She gets all the way to the free throw line. Jump stop, passed over to Weathered, who slows things down for the Penguins, who trail by three here. 13:30 left in the first half. It's Holbrook up top. Yamauchi playing catch with Nelson. Three ball by Holbrook, deep and good. Didn't even know she was going to shoot it. Had no room to shoot, but she shot it anyway and knocked down for three to tie things up at nine apiece.
But I couldn't throw one that far if I needed to, especially not on point.
It caught me and the Vulcan defender by surprise as things knotted up at nine apiece. Vulcans have it. It's at the free throw line. Drived inside the teeth of the zone and a travel as Nelson and Hyatt double teamed the ball, which was with Haley Reynolds, forcing the turnover. Good defense by the Penguins inside. As with 13:12 left in the first half, score knotted up at nine. Entering for the Vulcans is going to be Alexa Jacobs. Holbrook has it. She drives past Jacobs. Lefty layup blocked out of bounds as Holbrook tried to attack the rim. Instead, ball goes out of bounds with the Penguins.
Boy, man, Gino got a hand on it, I think, there under the mic, under the bucket mic. I'm not sure who got it, but somebody with a big rejection.
Weathered on the inbound play once again gets it. Her shot from the lefty elbow knocked down. And you can see off the inbounds play, they're going right to their best scorer, and she takes advantage there as she knocks it down for two, giving the Penguins a lead once again, 11-9.
Boy, the bent leg double pump.
Mangino tries to pass it inside, but once again, stolen. Penguins get the turnover, try to fast break, but on the backcourt, it's stolen by the Vulcans. Mangino hits the floor. Weather gets called for the reach-in, and that's her second personal. And she, like you said in the pregame, Stu, Weather leads the team in minutes, so it's not good to see her pick up two early fouls here with 12:38 left in the first half.
Yeah, and more than minutes scoring. I'm just looking here how many fouls she's committed throughout the year, and well, you're right. She cannot get in trouble yet.
Nice inside-out move, but once again, another unforced error, this time by the Vulcans. It's a travel by Alexa Jacobs, as it looked like she was going to shoot the three, but instead she tried to crash the rim, and she got called for a walk. So now, ball back with the Penguins. So two straight turnovers from both teams. On the offensive side, Penguins try to post up Nelson in a reach-in foul called on Mangino. As Nelson caught the ball down the left post, Mangino had to reach in. Second team foul for the Vulcans, first on Mangino. This time they block Weathered on the inbounds play, so they get it to Nelson. Nelson over to Hyatt. Her spin move, she goes back to the right side, blocked.
Wow.
Ooh, Hyatt stays with it. Kicked over Holbrook. She thinks three, instead decides to dribble. Passed off to Yamauchi. Nice defense inside there to block the shot of Hyatt. Now it's down to Weathered. Weathered on the block, Nelson. Nelson, tough shot once again, and she knocks that one down. Nelson should just up the degree of difficulty because it seems like she can make the difficult shots. That's two in a row for her. Is now 13-9 Penguins lead. What a big run here for the Penguins. They needed it as they were trailing early and looked a little stagnant on the offensive side. The Vulcans draw a foul as it's Mangino operating on Hyatt and Nelson. She went for a righty scoop shot and got fouled. We're going to have our second media timeout of the 2015 home season here. 11:48 left. Penguins now up 13-9. And Stu, you said the Penguins looked good. They just weren't capitalizing and making things work for them. That's why the early deficit happened. But now, coming into the second media timeout, what's changed for them?
Well, everything's changed. All of a sudden, they're passing smoothly. They don't look like they're pushing or rushing. They don't look nervous. They have a sense of confidence that they didn't have between the start of the game up to the first media timeout. And, of course, that came 4 minutes into the game. Now we're 12 minutes into the game. Or, pardon me, 8 minutes into the game. And the Penguins, all of a sudden, especially Nelson, seems to have a little more confidence. And those last two shots, as you mentioned, she's upped the degree of difficulty and made them both.
Nelson now leading the team with Weather with 4 points each. Holbrook had that one three, and Hyatt has chipped in two. So good wealth of scoring there from almost all the starters for the Penguins. And on the other side, the Vulcans have been paced by Reynolds and Kealoha. Still early on here, though, 13-9. Penguins lead with 11:48 left in the first half. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where our department chair is Brad Van Alstyne and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. Our athletics director is Brandon Leinbach, our associate AD, and NCAA compliance officer is Amy Hinkleman, and our assistant AD for communications is Brandon Davis.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I sent that to you for game two, actually, since I already did it earlier. But that's okay. I can't get enough of those disclaimers.
You know, they have to know who this game is brought to you by.
That's a good point. On the line for Hilo as we're back underway is Mackenzie Mangino. And she buries the first one. It's a three-point advantage for the mighty Penguins here on our first home broadcast of 2015. Mangino knocks them both down, and the DU's in quick transition bring it up very quickly. Jesse Marshall has entered the game for her first minutes tonight in place of, I'm not sure who she came in for. In place of Weathered. So the Penguins now, all four starters with Marshall in place of Weathered, and a jump ball gets wrapped up between Kealoha and good old Sarah Nelson.
Once again, Nelson brought the ball down so the guards can kind of attack her. She needs to keep the ball above her head and use that height of hers for her best advantage.
Inbounds and a quick foul as they brought it in on Nelson as she went after the ball. 13-11, the Penguins lead with 11.5 to go. That's the first personal, pardon me, the second committed by Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" phenom. Only the second 6'4" female player the Penguins have had since I've been around, since 2000, Mike. Actually, since 99, but Conlin Center opened in 2000. Here's a three ball, right wing by Hilo, launched by Chelsea Santos. Good. 14-13, the Penguins trail again. Santos comes in and buries one from 22. So Nelson's got it. She has it stripped away under the bucket by Whitney Edens, this 5'6" senior out of Cloverdale. And then Edens follows it out of bounds. And Nelson's going to take a break. Weathered's back in. So Lacoste going a little bit smaller, leaving Hyatt in there. Penguins bring it in on the baseline, right under that bucket off to our left. Marshall, three ball, range, doesn't want to do it. Holbrook takes it instead on the way short. Rebound by Danielle Kuiman, a 6-foot senior out of Chandler, Arizona. That's not far from Phoenix. Left side now, Hilo. And softly, from about 12 feet, Kuiman can't get it to go. And the Penguins come down with it. Yamauchi brings it up, looks right, fakes right, goes left, Weathered, back to Danielle, in the corner, Holbrook. Down low, Weathered, on the elbow. Weathered heaves it outside. Three ball on the way by Marshall. Good! 16-14. Penguins back up now after the big tray.
Nice ball movement there by the Penguins. They got the corner three, which is wide open against the zone, and Marshall is able to knock it down.
Yeah, they put all the numbers against Weathered, because once you get Weathered down close, she's likely to go at it. And now a ball heaved indoors, intended for Mackenzie Mangino, is tipped away, and the Penguins pick up another foul on Lauren Hyatt. That's her first in for the DUs, Sorensen, Ashley Sorensen, a 6'2" sophomore. Showed a lot of promise. Sorensen out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Jade Castro, the 5-foot sophomore, the pesky one, Castro, and I say that with all due respect, one of my favorite Penguins of all time, Castro, just so pesky, a 5-footer who can really shoot. And believe it or not, she can hang with anybody in the league. Penguins now on defense, driving in very hard is Alexa Jacobs. At the last second, she kicks out to Kuiman from the left edge, good, 16 up. And Castro will bring it up, having it tossed in by Weathered. Boy, Castro is pumped. Holbrook now at the top of the key. Fakes to Marshall. Castro, 18 on the shot, Weathered. On the free throw line, left side. Marshall goes in, drives in, off the bucket, gets her own rebound. Tips it to Holbrook. 27 as the shot clock resets. Castro, left edge. Marshall thinking, three doesn't do it. Castro, again on the left wing, no. Indoors to Sorensen. No more. They don't want to do it. I thought they would. By now, they've had a couple of good looks. Castro now, top of the key, backs up. Three ball, Holbrook on the way. Air ball! Nope, she got part of the backboard. But that's all I can say. Penguins now on defense. And Hilo transitions to the other team, to the other side. And Chelsea Santos knocks it down from three-point range, 19-16. Hey, Connor Haysbert in the house. Are you kidding me? The great one, Haysbert. Penguins now with 8:41 to go. Penguins trail by three. All that ball movement's no good, and it's good for nothing if you can't score. Castro goes up and knocks down the two. What I tell you, Maya Castro, dangerous from the baseline. Quick transition, Hilo heaves it out of bounds. Penguin ball.
And Castro was productive off the bench in their last game against Point Loma. She scored in double digits. And it looks like Coach Lacoste is waiting for her to be the kind of that spark plug, that energizer bunny, come in with the midway through the first half and kind of give the Penguins some scoring.
And that's a great call, because once Castro catches fire, she can get a crowd going like nobody's business. And it's simply because she's such a fire plug at 5 feet, and she's a shooter. Penguins trail by one, but Diu with the ball. Right now, as Melissa Boscarino has entered the game for her first minutes, Weathered at the top of the key, kicks it off left side to Castro. Castro being guarded very closely by Santos, goes three ball, and she knocks it down on the left wing! Castro for three! 21-19. And the D's have retaken the lead. Soft jumper mid-range from the right side by Kuiman, air ball. Castro brings it up to Boscarino, right side. She's got numbers. Oh, one-on-one off the backboard. Too much glass. Boscarino gets fouled on the rebound.
Good job by Jade Castro there to push the tempo as the Vulcans kind of lagged getting back. Boscarino had a good look at a shot. She missed it, but Sorensen was able to get the board and keep possession for the Penguins. I like what I see from Castro. Like you said, really a spark plug coming off the bench, and she's done a lot. She hit a three, also knocked down that running two ball. Castro's done a lot for the Penguins here in just 2 minutes of action.
Yeah, she comes right in, knocks down the two, then the long three, 21-19. 7:48 to go as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. Mike and I will take a break. This media timeout is brought to you by the NC2A right here on Penguin Radio. We'll be right back.
Back from the timeout here. Penguins up 21-19 with 7:48 left. It's Sorensen going to the line for her first of two free throws as she knocks down the first one. Nothing but net, giving the Penguins a three-point lead now as Sorensen will try to push it up to a two-possession lead here. That one hits off the right side of the rim. Miss. Boscarino goes for the offensive board off the free throw. It gets called for an over-the-back. She thought she had position in there. Doesn't like the call, but whistle blown anyway. Sixth team foul for the Penguins now, so the next one will send the Vulcans to the free throw line as they bring up the ball, trailing by a three ball. It goes right side with Rade. She passes inside, stolen by Boscarino. Physical play inside as Boscarino rips it away from attacking Haley Reynolds there. And the whistle was blown by the referee to stop that. Kind of sense the physicality picking up there. And it's going to go on Haley Reynolds. Fourth team foul. Reynolds' second personal. As the Vulcans will send in a mass substitution of three players here. Kealoha, Williams, and Mangino enter for Coach Kaneshiro of the Vulcans. Penguins up three with the ball. 7:32 left in this entertaining first half. Gone back and forth. Vulcans had a five-point lead at one point. Penguins also had a five-point lead. But both teams scratched and clawed their way back to make this a seesaw type of first half. It goes Marshall, left corner, up top to Weather. Now down low, Sorensen on the left block. She throws a wild pass to Castro. Castro saves it from going out of bounds. Now it's Boscarino's turn on the left wing. She drives, gets all the way to the block, gets hacked, but it goes off her knee. They're not going to call a hack. They're going to call ball was blocked out of bounds. So stays with the Penguins, but with four left on the shot clock, they're going to have to get up a quick attempt here. On the inbounds play, goes to Weather, three on the shot clock. She pump fakes, now spins, shoots with one on the clock, knocks it down! You hear the buzzer in the background, and Weather knocked it down right before it went off, 24-19.
Weather's just starting to heat up now.
Kealoha brings it up, goes over to Rade. She throws over left wing to Williams. William back to Kealoha. Over to Rode. She drives. Nice bunny hop move inside. And they're going to call a blocking foul on one of the Penguins. Don't know who it was on here. They're going to call it on Weathered. And that's a big foul for her as she has three now. You're only allowed five fouls in the high school, I mean, in the college level. So with three fouls, only two more left to play for the leading scorer and leading minute getter for this Penguin team.
It seemed to me, Mike, and I think Coach Lacoste is arguing the same point. She took several steps and was then fouled. So the foul itself occurred after she had traveled a significant distance.
That's what I thought I saw, too. That's why I called it bunny hop. Didn't know what to call it. Looked like a travel. Looked like some kind of illegal move. But anyways, foul called. She knocks down both free throws. Lead back to three for the Penguins. 24-21 with 6:37 left in the first half. Castro dribbles over, passes it to Boscarino on the right wing. She's trying to run an isolation play, but instead passes over to Weather. Weather to Castro in the corner. Castro drives, kicks out to Boscarino, 12 on the shot clock. They go down to Weather. Spin move once again, met by two defenders, but she gets fouled this time, and she'll be going to the line for two free throws.
That's one of the things about Weather's super aggressive game, you know. She can take it in there that way and take it in really hard. What happens is most of the time she's going to get fouled on a play like that.
She was met by two defenders, but instead decided to try to shoot over him. Good decision by her as she was fouled by, they're going to call it on Mangino. So that's her second foul, and that's the fifth team foul for the Vulcans as Weather knocks down the first free throw. Entering for the Penguins is Nelson and Holbok.
And the Penguins wouldn't mind seeing Mangino foul out of this one.
She is a big player for the Vulcans. She leads the team in scoring with 12 points per game. And after Weather makes both free throws, she's going to have to come out due to her three fouls. Hyatt will take the place of her. So now it's Castro, Holbok, Boscarino, Nelson, and Hyatt for the Penguins. Kealoha brings it up. Right wing over to Rode. Now in the corner, Mangino. They go down to Edens. Back to Rode. Three ball on the right wing off the back of the rim. Holbok chases down the board. Two on two. Castro and Boscarino drive. Fast break. Thrown out Boscarino on the right wing. She dribbles with her left hand. Gives off to Hyatt. Now down to Nelson. Holbok swung around the perimeter to Castro on the left wing. She drives, gets the right elbow, pulls it back out, settles things once again. Right block, Nelson, hook shot, just missed, gets her own board, misses once again. Fight for the board inside, and it's Mangino who rips it down.
There it is again, the easier shot she's missing.
Couldn't knock that one down. She had two cracks at it. Instead, it goes with the Vulcans. Mangino drives, splits three defenders, but misses the shot. Boscarino gets the board, and Mangino with a lazy reach-in foul there, as coach is not going to be happy with that, as Vulcans' Kaneshiro is going to have to pull her out, as that's her third foul also. With 5:30 left in the first half, both teams experiencing foul trouble here early on.
You're absolutely right. With a five-point advantage, the Penguins need to keep the foot on the pedal. And that's what Boscarino was doing, going after the ball. We have a timeout here in the Conlon Center with 5.5 to go. Horn and Temple with you. Game one of a PacWest doubleheader. Almost said CalPac. It's been 5 years.
That's been a while.
Penguins with 7 fouls, 6 fouls having been committed by the Vulcans. 26-21 with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And Brandon Davis is in the house. I'm happy to report. Ah, might want to flip on the Stretch Network. Hey, welcoming everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network. And now, complete with audio mic. That was my bad.
That was both of a rookie mistakes there for us. I remember thinking I should flip the switch on, and I just got sidetracked.
I plugged it in. I checked it. I forgot to turn it on. All right, everybody watching on Stretch Network, we're back underway, or we are about to be back underway, as the Penguins bring the ball in. Moving from our right to left, Jade Castro with the live ball. She'll bring it up and kick off to the right side to Holbrook, to Boscarino, back to Castro in the left wing. Hyatt and Nelson are still in there down low. You've got the tallest players and the shortest players in the conference. And Boscarino with a head fake, right wing, mid-range, long one, good! 26-21, and that was pure from the right elbow. Penguins on defense now, as Kealoha brings it up, almost throws it away. Now she's got it top of the key. Penguins working some very fast defense. Kealoha, left side, now down low, off the baseline, tipped away by Hyatt, in the hands of Castro, and she muffed it into the bench. Oh, Castro had the clean steal, and we have an injury. And it looks like Haley Reynolds, the 5'11 senior, may have twisted a knee.
Yeah, she fell awkwardly down on that hip when she went for that shot. She might have landed on a shoe or kind of just got a little stinger there as she's walking it off right now. Coach Kenneth Shearer is going to have to send in a sub for her, but she looks to be okay.
Koyman's back in her place, and the quick up and under, as KLO was able to find CeCe Rowdy easily under the bucket. 28-23 as Rowdy knocks in a deuce. Boscarino on the right. And the Penguins now work it down low. Nelson heaves one up, a little too much bucket. Can't get it to drop. KLO left side, coast to coast, 5-on-1, makes it. She pulls up on that left elbow and is able to just soft it in there. 28-25, and here come the Vulcans.
Two straight possessions where the Penguins' defense was very lazy. On the inbounds play, Kealoha got a nice wide open layup. Then on the transition game, no one stopped the ball, and Kealoha pulled up for a mid-range jumper to knock it down. Coach Lacoste not happy. He calls a quick timeout because you can't have the lack of defense there giving the Vulcans 4 easy points.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, and Coach Lacoste has not had Alyssa Weathered in the last couple of series. He's gone tall with Hyatt and Nelson. He's gone small with Jade Castro, the 5-footer, all at the same time. But Weathered, who's leading the team in minutes, in field goal percentage, and in average points per game, with 3 fouls already, Mike, well, he just simply cannot risk losing her in the second half. So he has to sit her now while the Penguins have that lead at 28-25. You're listening, fans, to NC2A Penguin Basketball at Dominican University of California. On Penguin Radio, another worldwide broadcast, and watching it live on the Stretch Network. Stuart Horn and Michael Temple, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Next broadcast coming up in 48 hours. A Penguin doubleheader as the Penguins will welcome in BYU Hawaii, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. And we'll have it for you on Stretch on Penguin Radio. And here we go with 4:22 to go. Penguins are, pardon me, they are trailing in field goal percentage, 44% to 50 by Hilo. And Boscarino brings it up. Boscarino muffs it away as she was trying to toss it off to one of the Penguins. And it was stolen away by Danielle Kuhlman, who just entered the game. And then one of the Hilos walked with it subsequently, so the Penguins will pull Boscarino and put her on the bench after heaving it away, and Jesse Marshall, re-enters. And the Penguins, by 3, have the ball off to our left. Holbrook drives in baseline right side. Holbrook heaves it away after being blocked by Jordan Kealoha.
And that's twice Holbrook has tried to go into the land of the trees there. She's much smaller as a guard, but both times she was rejected in the paint. Look for her maybe to start settling for that three-pointer, which she knocked down early in the first half.
Castro to Holbrook, left wing, back to Jade inside of 4 minutes. Penguins by 3. to Nelson. Down low, Hyatt bounces twice, fakes right, goes left, heaves it up. Too much glass, no bucket. Rebound by Rode. KLO is going to bring it up very slowly now up against Castro, who slams into her. Castro really pounded into KLO and the whistle. And that's the first on the five-footer. Yamauchi will come back in with Alyssa Weathered. And Castro back to the bench. And Weathered's going to take the place of Lauren Hyatt, the senior. 3:37 to go as Kealoha will go to the line. Kealoha out of Honolulu. And her first free throw is a brick left, taken down by Weathered.
It's going to be big for Weathered to play disciplined basketball here. She can't pick up that fourth foul because she is the life of this Penguin offense.
Yeah, absolutely right. She's got to be very careful. Marshall has it. Left wing. Marshall drives in off balance, scissor legs on the baseline, and she gets it to go. She just glanced it off the window. 30-25 Penguins. Kealoha now brings it up, coming up on 3 minutes as Yamauchi. Oh, brother, as Weathered dives on top of the recipient, Kirsty Williams, but no foul called. And Sarah Nelson with a massive rejection against Rode D. The shot now from the right side. Holbrook on the baseline is a little bit short. Penguins by five. Boscarino gets ready to re-enter. Rode D brings it up into the hands of Williams. Left wing being guarded by Marshall. Right side now. Back over to Rode D. Kealoha back to Williams. Throwing it around, 13 on the shot clock. 12, 10 now. Down low, stolen again by Nelson, who's had the long reach all night. Here comes Weathered. Left side Weathered. One-on-one off the glass. Weathered gets the bucket and the whistle.
You saw she didn't want to pick up that fourth foul, so instead of colliding into the defender, she kind of did a bunny hop and made the defender come to her. That was the reach-in foul called on the Vulcan, and she was able to finish through the contact. Now going for the three-point play the hard way.
32-25 is Weathered, who has to be walking on eggshells with three fouls already. He is able to convert the deuce and has a chance at three, and it's on its way, and a majestic arc is short. Kealoha will bring it up, 2:20 to go. Low bounce pass, Yamauchi breaks it up, gets in the way of it. Boscarino now throws it away. Loose ball, and Williams comes up with it. Williams now throws it over the end line. All the Penguins are in the way of it. Now it's 5-on-4. Now it's 1-on-1. Weathered right side. Weathered drives in. Missed an easy layup as she is fouled by Kirsty Williams. And I think Williams just had to do that.
Good fast break pass up there by, I believe it was Boscarino, to get the ball up to Weathered. Like you said, it was a 5-on-4, but instead she decided to go with the 1-on-1, and Weathered took it right to the rack and got fouled. So now we'll see if she can make her adjustments and start knocking down these free throws.
Yeah, on the overthrow, it sent one of the helos out off the end line, so the Penguins were able to bring it back in, 5-on-4. And the first one by Weathered is a horseshoe. It's right back at her. Sorensen back in place of Sarah Nelson. And it looks like Sandra Ikiora will come in on the next break as the second free throw by Weathered is good, and Ikiora comes in place of Weathered, who is unhappy about being yanked.
You got to protect her on the defensive side. That's where most fouls are picked up. So a nice call by Coach Lacoste with the whistle. Brings in a defender here so Weathered doesn't pick up her fourth foul.
That should be it for Weathered in the first half. 33-25, we're inside of 2 minutes. Penguins lead. Hilo with the ball off to our right. Kealoha now top of the key over to Williams. On the right wing, Ikeor is plastered to her. Left side. Rode D, she's got it, three ball. Rode D buries the long three from the left wing, and that was pure as it comes. 90 seconds to go, fans, 33-28, the Penguins on top. Marshall to Yamauchi, top of the key to Boscarino, 19 on the shot clock. Buck 21 to go, Boscarino looking for it, takes a screen by Kiora. Yamauchi, she comes back the other way, Sorensen. 8 seconds on the shot, six now, right side, Boscarino, double pump, and a foul. And I think it was committed by Kirsty Williams, and that's her first. And Boscarino go to the line with 1:07 to go. Jade Castro prepares to re-enter, and it'll be two shots for Bosco. And the first one rattles out.
Penguins are struggling from the line once again. On the season, the Penguins are shooting around 61%, which is good for last in the conference. They need to improve at their free throw game, and they're leaving a lot of points at the line here in the first half. Mm.
Castro enters in place of Marshall. Second one by Boscarino, and that's no good. And neither one of them close. And the clock rolls. We're inside of a minute now, fans. Williams brings it up. She gets it off right side to Chelsea Santos, right here in front of the broadcasting area. Santos drifts over to the left side, picks up the screen. Now they work it down to the baseline, Kealoha. Now back out, left side, Kealoha. Boscarino's in her face. Kealoha, left side, wants to shoot, no. They get it off to Edens. Edens now on the ground, 4 seconds on the shot clock, 39 overhead. Yamauchi comes up with it. Penguins will turn it around. No looks to Boscarino. Takes it in herself. Double pump, elbow, tipped out. What happened, Mike?
I couldn't see who knocked it out, but it looked like Sorensen got it the last touch on it.
I think
so
you're
it will
right.
be Vulcan ball.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of good stuff there, but Boscarino just couldn't connect with anything, and Sorensen tapped it out, but I think it was headed out anyway. Penguins by 5, 25 seconds to go. Kealoha is going to bring it up, and she does so against Yamauchi. Tips it away for a second. Good ball work there by Kealoha. Goes between the legs, 17 seconds. Shot clock and game clock are tied at 13, 12. Now they work it to Williams. She's got it left wing, three ball from a mile and a half out. No, taken down on the rebound by Edens. She kicks out. She gets it over to Kuhlman and rattles around. 1 second to go, and that's the half. 33-30 after Kuhlman finishes the half with a 7:20 spinning deuce. And we'll go to halftime, 33-30. Mike, the Penguins looked pretty good, but they're going to have their hands full in the second half.
Yeah, that was a sour ending to what was a good first half. You kind of want to get that board and just have the half end with a five-point lead, but instead Eden was able to get the offensive board and then get it off to Kuhlman to finish for a last-second bucket. But still, you're up by three, and with no matter how slow you started, the Penguins were able to answer and really turn things around to get this lead going in the second half. And the big question for me is, can Weathered stay out of those foul troubles? With two left to play with, she needs to really stay disciplined and focused on playing the rest of the second half.
Stuart Horn and the senior broadcasting sensation, Michael Temple. We're headed to halftime in the women's game. Of course, the guys are scheduled to go at 7:30. We're going to have it for you right here on Penguin Radio. Please stay with us. Halftime at the Conlin Center. And we'll be back after halftime. See you then.
And welcome back to the Collins Center. It is the first home game of 2015. The Penguins have struggled out of the gates in 2015, dropping 3 of 4, but still in the thick of things for a postseason berth in PacWest play, as currently they stand in ninth place. Need to get into that top six, and it's a good start if they can beat the eighth-seeded Vulcans right now. Both teams with 3 conference wins. Vulcans have played one fewer, though, at 3-4. Penguins at 3-5 in conference play, 6-8 overall. And for the first half, it went back and forth. Both teams had a substantial lead, but both teams answered and kind of fought their way back, as right now Penguins up 33-30, leading the way for the Penguins. Of course, the leading scorer on the season, Danny Weathered, with 11 first-half points. She is well on her way to eclipse her average pace of 17.4 points per game. And on the other side, it was Rode who had 7 points and Santos 6, as Hawaii Hilo has no player yet in double digits. Penguins up 3, 33-30. Coming out for Coach Lacoste and the Penguins will be Yamauchi, Weathered, Holbrook, Nelson, and Hyatt. And we talked about it in the first half towards the end. Right when Weathered picked up that third foul, got to watch her and see if she can stay on the court, because she is the igniter on the offense, and as you saw, leading the team with 11 points. So it's Vulcan ball off the inbounds. They're going towards our left where it's Kealoha bringing it up. She has it swung over right wing to Rode. She drives, gets a nice bounce pass inside. Going up for the shot, gets blocked by either Hyatt or Nelson, and that was Reynolds trying to raise for the layup, but good defense inside by the Penguins to deny the basket. And they chase down the ball. So now it'll be Penguin ball up by 3, just starting the second half here. It's Holbrook. She knocked down 1 3 in the first half. She gets it down low to Weathered. Weathered, nice bunny hop move. Couldn't finish the layup, though, as it went off the front side of the rim, and the Vulcans get the board. Now on the right wing, Kealoha has it. She dribbles to the top of the perimeter. Swung over Rode. Kealoha gets it back. Now on the right wing, on the block now, as Williams got all the way inside, and once again she went inside and got blocked. It's Nelson with the block that time. She leads the nation in blocks, just about 5 blocks per game. You can see why there, as Williams had no open door there. She got rejected for the second time in as many tries. Now it's Nelson on the offensive side on the right block, passed over Yamauchi. Hyatt free throw line jumper off the right side of the rim, tipped by Nelson. Weather tracks it down. Yamauchi, 3 from top to key off the back of the rim. Nelson once again, another offensive board. Passed out to Weather. Good job inside by Nelson to get the Penguins some extra possessions here, as neither team has notched a second half point yet. Nelson misses the shot. Once again, gets another board, an offensive rebound as she gets tangled up. Jump ball called, and it will stay with the Penguins. So on that possession alone, Sarah Nelson with 3 offensive rebounds and keeping the Penguins here trying to get their first second half point of the night. Coming in for the Penguins and Coach Lacoste will be Marshall and Castro, taking the place of Holbrook and Yamauchi. Castro had a quick 5 points off the bench as she knocked down both a 3 and 2 pointer. Inbounds pass goes out to Weathered. Swung over Hyatt. Now left wing Marshall. Back up top to Castro. Right wing Weathered. Trying to post Nelson. They get it to her. Righty hook move off the glass and just falls short as it goes off the front of the rim. Vulcans get the board. So 4 cracks at it. Penguins couldn't knock down either of the shots. Vulcans with good defense will have it now on the offensive side. Deep 3, it's Christy Williams. She misses, offensive board by the Vulcans. Marshall gets her hands on it as she dives, creating another jump ball. Good hustle there by Marshall and the Penguins to cause the jump ball, but it will go with the Vulcans as the last one went with the Penguins. So with 18 minutes left in the second half, Penguins up 33-30. And it's going to be Vulcan ball on the inbounds. Rode trying to find Kealoha, who has it now, the point guard, who plays significant minutes for this Vulcan team. She has it, drives free throw line, kicked out. Another 3-pointer for Williams as Kirstie Williams misses that one again, and it's Hyatt with the board. Now Penguins' chance to attack towards the northern end of the Collins Center. It's Weathered. She drives, gets to the right elbow, thrown out to Castro. Castro drives using a Nelson pick. Floater off the back of the rim. Nelson gets the offensive board again. Thrown out Castro. 3. Need it. And they just missed it. Nelson, another offensive rebound. She's a tree in there. And she finishes for 2 this time. You give Nelson enough offensive rebound, she's going to knock him down. That time she did there. As 2 offensive rebounds on that possession. She already has 5 offensive boards in this half alone. And we're only 3 minutes in. Rode's 3 from the left corner to answer. She misses. Nelson with another rebound, creeping her way up to a double-double as Nelson playing big here in the second half. It's Castro on the left wing. She throws over to Weathered. Weathered thinks about shooting, drives, but once again moves the feet before she dribbles, and she's blown for a travel. 35-30, Penguins lead here in the second half with 16:56 left. Both teams have 3 conference wins. Right now, the Vulcans in 8th place in conference, Penguins in 9th, but that could go either way as we are not yet to the halfway mark of the PacWest season. And we know how even these teams are. Bringing it up will be Kealoha, thrown over right wing, Rode. Swung around the perimeter, Penguins staying in that zone as they have the whole second half. Goes down low to Mangino. Her hook shot missed. Nelson with another board. She's played big here. She gets it off to Yamauchi. Weather tries to race up quickly, but instead pulls it back, gives it off to Castro. Castro to Yamauchi, back to Castro. Right wing Weathered at the 3-point line. She drives baseline, gets all the way past her defender, raises for 2, but gets fouled. As a double team met her there, someone got her on the arm, and they're going to call it on CeCe Rode, as that's her second personal foul, first team foul for the Vulcans in the second half. It will send Weathered to the line for some more free throws, and the Penguins struggled from the line in the first half. They shot 4 of 9. And that fits along with their theme on the season, only shooting around 61%, which is last in the conference. Weathered steps to the line, knocks down the first one, making her 4 for 6 now from the free throw stripe on the day, as she is one of the best Penguin free throw shooters as she averages around 70%. Her second free throw is good as well, so she nets a pair. Lead up to 7 now, 37-30. And the Penguins playing good defense here in the second half as they've yet to give up a point here. Yamauchi pressuring up top Kealoha. She gives it off to Edens. Swung over Williams in the corner. Mangino deep two, in and out. Nice offensive board by Edens. She tries to bring it out, hounded by Yamauchi, but things are settled with Kealoha on the left wing. Now goes up top Williams. Back to Kealoha. Another three-point attempt. That one in and out. Offensive board. Mangino gets it. Goes up for two, and Nelson had to reach in, as it will be sending Mangino to the line for two free throws. The Vulcans trying to attack that zone by shooting three-pointers as they're getting good ball movement and getting good looks, but just haven't been able to capitalize, as many of their three-point attempts tonight have fallen in and out on the season. They don't shoot the three-pointer particularly well, as they're around 26%, which is second to last in the conference. So an interesting strategy by Coach Lacoste to send out the zone looks to be working, as the Vulcans now just got their first point in the second half with 4 minutes into it. Mangino splits the pair. She misses the second. 37-31. Penguins lead with 15:57 left in the game. Yamauchi brings it up. It's to Weather. They post Nelson. She goes to the right. Met by Mangino. She has to pass it off. Castro, left wing. Gets to the free throw line. Pass inside Weather. Weather, nice pump fake. Up and under move. She misses. Another offensive board by the Penguins. This time it was Weather-Yamauchi combo to really chase that one down. Gives it off to Castro. Right elbow Nelson over Marshall. Marshall fakes three, but gives it off to Weather. Now an off-ball foul. Nelson's trying to post up Mangino, and Nelson picks up the foul. Coach Lacoste not happy with that one, as it looks like Nelson was just cutting through the paint trying to post up, and maybe a little flop there as Mangino was able to draw the call by the ref. Second team foul on the Penguins, and with 15:29 left in the second half, Penguins up 37-31. They've ballooned this lead up to 9 at points. They've gotten it to 7 for most of this second half, but they have yet to been able to really take advantage and pull away from the Vulcan team. Pesky Vulcans have hung around there. 37-31. We'll be back after this quick media timeout. 15:29, Penguins up 37-31 at radio.dominican.edu.
Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart, 'cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see it when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, 'cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go, only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you...
And out of the media timeout, it's Vulcan ball. They trail by 6 as the Penguins looking for that first home win in 2015 and to move their record up to 7-8 on the season. And it's Mangino, the center for the Vulcans, knocking down 2 as the Penguins now up by just 4. It's Weathered up top. Right wing Castro tried to move before she caught it, so she had chased down the loose ball there as she gets to the right elbow, thrown over to Weathered. Swung around the perimeter. Castro finds herself with the ball again. Baseball pass to Weathered on the left elbow. Deep 2 off the back of the rim as she settled for that one, but Hyatt clashes the glass, gets the board. Mangino and Rode come in to meet her, and are reaching as Hyatt was ripping through, establishing her position. She draws the arm foul, as it's going to go on Rowdy, her third personal foul. So you have Rowdy and Mangino with 3 fouls, 2 of the key cogs of the Vulcan team. And they're going to have to take out Rowdy, as they don't want her to pick up her 4th foul too quickly, as Coach Kaneshiro will send in Alexa Jacobs for the Vulcans. On the inbounds play, it once again goes to Weathered. Give it over to Yamauchi, the point guard. Dribbling with her left hand, passes over Castro. Castro uses a quick first step, runner off the glass. It's smooth as Jade Castro took full advantage of the taller and much slower Jacobs, as she was able to finish for 2 off the glass. 39-33, Penguins lead. Jacobs has it for the Vulcans. They go down to Edens on the right block. It's thrown over to Mangino, who's double-teamed. Passed out to Jacobs. Jacobs thinks 3, drives, kicks out. Open look, passed away as Mangino now has it at the left elbow. She drives, thrown over Jacobs, righty corner three off the right side of the rim, just barely grazed it as Hyatt's able to get the board. Yamauchi races one on two, didn't have the numbers, but she forced up a runner and she misses it short. In the backcourt, Castro almost gets the steal as Mangino had a lazy pass, but instead Kealoha chased it down. Both teams trying to up the tempo here as neither team has been able to capitalize on the offensive side. 39-33, it's Edens on the right elbow. Thrown over Mangino, she fakes left, goes right. Marshall, good defense to deny it. Thrown over left corner three off the right side of the rim. And the Penguins are content with giving the Vulcans three-point attempts as they are almost last in percentage at the three-point line. So the more the Vulcans shoot the three, the happier the Penguins will be. It's been working out early on. Penguins up by six here, almost midway through the second half. It's Yamauchi right wing. She drives, gets all the way to the block, and rejected by Edens as it goes out of bounds. And Yamauchi thought she can use her speed to get by the taller Edens, but good recovery there as she was able to reach over and get the nice rejection and knock it out of bounds. It's Whitney Edens, the 5'6 senior from Cloverdale, California. Inbounds pass goes to Danny Weathered, trying to isolate. She gives it off to Holbrook, actually. Throwing left wing, Yamauchi, two on the shot clock. Holbrook has it up top, tries to drive and a bail out there. As with one on the shot clock, I don't think she noticed it. She drove towards the hoop, wasn't looking to shoot, but a blocking foul called on Kirstie Williams. So that's the third team foul, but what it does for the Penguins is reset the shot clock, as now they get a fresh 30, and it does give Williams her third personal. So now the Vulcans working with three of their starters having three fouls. Now it's Hyatt inside, rejected by Eden. She still forces up the shot as it was in her lap. And it goes out of bounds as two Vulcans really let it go out of bounds as they thought it was just a clear shot, but instead it was the block, so it stays with the Penguins as they were the last one to not make contact. Now it's inbounded over to Weathered. She passes to Yamauchi, now swung around perimeter. Castro on the left wing. Up top, Weathered. She fakes right, goes left. Nice pass inside to Hyatt. Hyatt goes up for two, and she's rejected again by Edens. Three blocks in the last minute for Edens as she's been a force inside. Kealoha has Hyatt guarding her. She drives right past her, thrown right corner. Now it's up to Jacobs. Now back to Kealoha. Three-pointer wide open. Edens, and she just missed it as it looks smooth, but it's off the left side of the rim, and Weather chases down the board. Penguins up 6, 39-33, almost halfway through the second half. Yamauchi, another runner. She can't knock it down. Offensive board, Hyatt. Hyatt tries to finish hard off the glass. Miss. Another offensive rebound by the Penguins, killing the Vulcans on the glass here in the second half. Holbrook, 3-0 as it goes out of bounds. No, chased down by Jacobs. Air ball from Holbrook on the right wing. Vulcan possession. Jacobs does a nice job of attacking. Nice pass inside. Easy finish there as Haley Reynolds was the benefit of good ball movement from Alexa Jacobs. Now on the other side, Castro attacks quickly. Her runner missed. Defensive rebound tracked down by Reynolds. She swung through and hurt her own player as she got an elbow to the face of Chelsea Santos, knocked her down, and that was against the Vulcans, so no foul could be called there, as a nice rebound by Haley Reynolds wasn't really aware of her surroundings, as she had Santos trying to also grab the board with her. Elbow caught her in the face, causing the ref to blow the whistle. So Trainer will come out to see if Santos is okay, and with 11:47 left, Penguins are up by four, and we'll be back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama,
place no one above your sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know that love is sweet?
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. Passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless,
But all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot.
And after Santos was able to walk off on her own, they decided to call a media timeout. So we're back from that now. 11:44 left in this one. Penguins have a margin of only four as they are up 39-35. And it's going to be Santos. I mean, Williams goes down low, passes it to the block, where it's Haley Reynolds. Her shot goes off the rim, knocked out of bounds by Edens as she tried to get the offensive board. So ball will be with the Penguins. And little scoring here, as the Penguins have only mustered 6 points. The Vulcans only five. Castro going to try to add to that with a deep three, and she knocks it down. Jade Castro off the bench has been a spark in the offensive column as she knocks down her second three of the night. 42-35 Penguins lead. Now it's Jacobs who has it. Goes to free throw line, Eden. Nice pass out, Rode. Her three to answer off the back of the rim. Rebound by Yamauchi. She looks to push, doesn't have numbers, but instead attacks the paint. She gets all the way inside, finishes off the glass, but in and out. On the offensive board, it's Weathered. She gets her hands on it, tries to rip through. Jump ball called, and the ball will stay with the Penguins as the dual possession arrow was pointed the Penguins' way. So 42-35, Penguins have it, 10:57. Weathered, drive, spin move, goes up and blocked by Rode, but they're going to call a foul on CeCe Rode, as that will be her fourth, sending Weathered to the line for two more free throws. And instead of Rode, who got, it looked like, all ball, they're not going to call the foul on her, they're going to call it on Reynolds, as Haley Reynolds, the 5'11 senior, will be called for the whistle. So her third personal, she joins Rode and Williams with three fouls apiece, as Weathered steps to the line and knocks down her first. She is now 6 of 8 from the line. She knocks down the pair, as she's been big here in the second half. Leading scorer now has 15 points, almost to her 17 points per game average. Edens has it for the Penguins, left-handed pass, for the Vulcans, left-handed pass, down low. Wild shot by Haley Reynolds, thought she got fouled, so she threw up a kind of a finger roll shot, goes out of bounds, but it was Nelson who got the last contact of it, so it'll stay with the Vulcans. Didn't hit the rim, so 16 seconds left on the shot clock. It's thrown out, three-pointer off the inbounds play, nicely ran, and it's knocked down in the corner. That's Kirstie Williams, a 5'6 senior, who knocked it down. Penguins try to go quickly, it's stolen. Now once again, Vulcans try to take advantage. Quick basket, they just miss it. Offensive board, Jacobs, she passes off. Inside, it's Williams, and knocked it down. That's actually Haley Reynolds, who finished for two. So a quick 5 points in this lead of 9, now trimmed down to 4, as the Penguins up 44-40. And we've seen the Penguins get that big lead of 9 or 8 points, and the Vulcans quickly answer each time it happens. Can they put the foot on the gas pedal and pull away? It's Yamauchi, right wing. She fakes right, goes left, pass up to Castro. On the left elbow, it's Weather. She gets rejected, and it's a nice block by the Vulcans. They try to race up. It's Eden's 1-on-3. She decides to pull it back. The lefty passes down to Reynolds. Reynolds met by a double team, and a foul called on Weather. Not what you want to see if you're a Penguin supporter or if you're Coach LaCose. That's her fourth foul, and one that was far away from the basket on a center. You know she's not a threat from out there. Not a good foul for her, as that's her fourth personal, only allowed one more. And with 9:45 left in the second half, Coach LaCose is left with a dilemma here. Does he take out Danny Weathered, who is the leading scorer, one of their best rebounders, and really the key cog in what has made this offense effective tonight? But with 9 minutes, you've got to consider at least giving her some time off, as you can't have her foul out with a significant chunk of time left in this second half. Penguins only up by 4. It's 44-40 over the visiting University of Hawaii Hilo Vulcans, who under Coach David Kaneshiro enter at 4-7, 3-4 in Pac West play. They had a tough game against Point Loma last week where they lost 58-72. and that was their last home game for a while as they've hit to California for a decently long road trip where they have four road games in California this month. It was Mangino and Jacobs who were effective last game for the Vulcans against Point Loma, as both of them scored in double digits. But today, they've been held in check, and it's really they've gone to Kealoha and Reynolds in the second half to kind of pull things closer. Penguins, on the other end, have gone with the usual Danny Weathered, Sarah Nelson combo, but a key contributor off the bench has been Jade Castro, who's knocked down multiple three-pointers and also added a basket from the inside to that tally. Penguins up 44-40, 9:45 left, and we will be back in 48 hours, like my partner Stu Horn said, for another game against a Hawaiian team. It will be BYU Hawaii. And the girls will take place at 5:30, men at 7:30. And that's January 19th. So just on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, we will have some more basketball action. Coming on the inbounds play, it's 9:45 left. Vulcans down by four. They have the ball in the left corner. It's Kirsty Williams. She drives on Castro, gets to the block, pushes off, and they're going to call a travel before the push-off happened. So I thought the whistle was due to the right arm extending on the good defense of Jade Castro, but instead it's the travel whistle blown. So a turnover by the Vulcans, and it's Penguin ball. Vulcans have played a pretty clean game in terms of turnovers and shot efficiency, but the Penguins have hurt them on the glass as they are out-rebounding them by double digits here in this one tonight. It's Holbrook on the left wing, up top to Yamauchi. Right wing Castro has been big off the bench, gives it over to Weathered. Weathered working on Rode, she drives. Fakes shot, goes inside to Nelson. Nelson rims off three sides of the rim. That ball bounced off the back, off the left, off the right, then fell in, giving the Penguins a 6-point lead. Now it's right wing Williams over to Jacobs. Jacobs drives, throws out Rode, three on the left side, knocked down. A big shot there by CC Rode, the 5'8 senior from Albuquerque, New Mexico, answers. And the Vulcans trail just by three now. Stay tuned, folks. This is going to be a close game all the way throughout. Weather goes up for two, and she's up and under it there as she went up for the shot. And Rode kind of got on her legs, causing Weather to kind of topple over like a tabletop there. 46-43, Weather to the line for two more free throws. She leads the team in free throw attempts, as today she is five of seven. She knocks down the first one, as Weather has really improved her free throw shooting here in the second half. 46-43, Rode picked up her fourth foul there, so she joins Weathered with four fouls. And Coach Lacoste showing a lot of poise and a lot of trust in the sophomore leader, Weathered, leaving her on the floor here with four fouls. She knocks down both free throws, 48-43, Vulcans trail with the ball. Jacobs trying to drive right, but Yamauchi denying her that way, gets a hand on it, but Jacobs chases it down. She throws over to Eden. Eden drives on Holbrook, and a foul called on Holbrook as she couldn't move her feet quite quick enough. That's Holbrook's first personal, fourth team foul on the Penguins. And with 8:30 left, Coach Lacoste is going to go to Marshall to take the place of Holbrook. Marshall also had a very good first half, scoring 5 points, knocking down a three-pointer. Jacobs dribbles in between her legs, pulls up at the free throw line, thrown over to Santos. Nice to see her back on the court. She took a hard tumble in the first half. Scoop shot missed by Reynolds, chased down by Marshall. Castro has it one-on-one. She drives, goes all the way in, foul, and finishes. Soft contact there from Jacobs. If you're going to foul, you got to make it worthwhile. Castro worked through the contact at only 5 feet. She was able to finish for two. And now can she finish the three-point play? Nice move by Jade Castro, giving the lead for the Penguins back up to 7, 50-43. And that's Jacob's second foul. Sixth team foul on the Vulcans, so the next one will send the Penguins to a one-on-one opportunity. Castro misses the free throw as the lead stays at 7. Bringing it up will be Kealoha, who just entered for Jacobs. Thrown over Santos, down to Reynolds on the right elbow. Deep three, Edens, the lefty, misses it, and Castro gets the board. Castro now 2-on-3. She's pushing the pace. Throws over Yamauchi back up top to Weathered. Weathered gets the ball knocked out. She still tries to shoot it up and didn't really have a good look at it as she missed it. And on the offensive board, Nelson's called for it over the back. I believe they called that on Nelson. We're going to have a media timeout here either way. 7:53 left in this one. Penguins up 50-43. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. And that previous foul was called on Nelson, and that was her fifth foul. So Coach LaClose rolled the dice, keeping both Weathered and Nelson in for the majority of this second half with four fouls. Nelson picked up the fifth one right there. So it's going to be a loss there, not having the tall center, who's the nation's leading leader in blocks in the key for the Penguins. And on the other end, Kealoha's three-point attempt is missed, and Castro gets the board for the Penguins. Vulcans have attempted a lot of threes tonight, just haven't been able to cash in. That's been the Penguins' recipe there. Let them shoot the three, but don't let them get anything inside. Nice attack by Weathered. She gives a nice no-look dime to Hyatt. Hyatt gets fouled, as that was nice facilitating there from Weathered. She's got the double team to her. She did a nice no-look pass inside to Hyatt, and that forced a quick foul from Kelsey Santos to pick up her first foul on the day. So it's Hyatt. Hyatt's first free throw hits off the front of the rim and falls in. Lauren Hyatt on the season has been hit or miss from the free throw stripe, shooting about 43%. Nice to see her make the first one, but she misses the second. Marshall tries to get inside for the offensive board, but it's ripped away there as Reynolds at 5'11 is able to get the rebound. Kealoha gets it past half court. She throws over to Santos, now back to Kealoha, over to Edens. On the right baseline, it's Mangino. She bounce passes it inside to Reynolds, knocked away by Hyatt, and it goes out of bounds. 51-43 with 7:07 left in this one. Penguins need this victory if they want to stay in the playoff hunt. This is a team that is 1 percentage point ahead of them. On the inbounds play, they give it off to the right wing where it is handled with Williams. Williams drives, gets fouled as Hyatt tried to come out and defend her. But Yamauchi gets called for the reach-in right as the shot was going up. So that will send Kirsty Williams to the line on the season. She shoots it about 70% from the stripe. Her first free throw attempt here is true. 51-43 now. 51-44, that is, as Hawaii Hilo starting to climb back as they have done all night. Lead gets big and then they climb back. Second free throw is good as well, 51-45. Penguins bring it up, Yamauchi. Now it's Weathered. Weathered drives, pulls back out, thrown up Castro. Castro thinks three, instead decides to take it into the paint. Pass out to Weathered. Weathered fakes right, goes left, has separation, knocks it down. That's what great scorers can do there, create separation even against good defense. Weathered finishes for two, giving her her 19th point of the game already. Inside Reynolds, wild pass. Weathered gets a hand on it, causing a jump ball, dual possession, and it stays with the Vulcans here. Good job by Weathered there to collapse and create the jump ball possession. 6:37 left in the second half. It's Penguins up 53-45. On the inbounds play, it's Jacobs. She goes inside. Nice wide open look by Reynolds off the left side of the rim, and it's chased down by Weathered. Weathered gets it up to Castro. Penguins, they can get a good point here. Really seize all momentum. Castro has it on the right wing. She fakes right, goes left. Nice crossover move at the free throw line. It's Weathered. She works off isolation once again. Picks up her dribble, passes off to Castro. Castro now goes isolation. She drives all the way to the hoop. Righty hook shot. She finishes for two. Jade Castro have a night off the bench. That's her 14th point, as her and Weathered the only double-digit scorers here today, as it's 55-45, double-digit lead now for the Penguins. Kealoha, left wing, thinks three, passes it instead to Sant Williams. Williams, her three, looks short, and it is. Rebound, loose ball foul called on Reynolds as she gets called for an over-the-back, as Hyatt did a very good job establishing position, causing Reynolds to jump over her. And that's Reynolds' fourth personal foul. So a lot of key players for both teams in foul trouble. And with Nelson already out due to five fouls, it'll be key that the Penguins really attack the bigs of Mangino and Reynolds, who are also in foul trouble, for the Vulcans to kind of even the playing field. That's Penguins up 55-45 with 5:45 left in the second half. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu following this media timeout. And back from the media timeout, it's Hyatt at the line, averaging about 44% from the free throw stripe. She misses the one-and-one attempt short. Three-pointer attempt by Williams, and a big answer. So coming out of the timeout, Hyatt misses the one-and-one. On the other end, it's Williams with the three, keeping things close, 55-48. And for Williams, that's her sixth point of the night. Now it's Castro on the left wing. Her three to answer. She knocks it down. Jade Castro, what an answer from her off the bench. She is now at 17 points. And what a big day for Castro as the Penguins lead back up to 10. Mangino over to Kealoha, down low. They've tried to pass into Mangino, met by three Penguin defenders. Loose ball as the Penguins hit the deck. Dual possession called, and it goes with the Penguins. Good defense inside there by the three collapsing Penguins. Triple teamed Mangino inside. Weathered hit the deck to cause the jump ball and the possession arrow going the Penguins' way. And now up by 10 with 4:57 left. This equals the biggest lead the Penguins have had all day. And it's a good time to have it with 4:55 left in the second half. Can the Penguins create more of a lead here? With Weathered has it right wing. It's given off Yamauchi. She has it on the right wing. Penguins in no rush to get a shot up here as they have the lead. Time is in their favor. It's Castro, right wing. Now Yamauchi back to Weathered. Weathered has the space if she wants the jumper. Instead, she takes it inside. Elevates, jump shot, knocked in as it rattles in. And the Penguins now up 12, 60-48. Big answer there by Weathered inside. It's been Weathered and Castro. Stolen by Yamauchi. She has a one-on-none layup. And, of course, she finishes it. 62-48, and a timeout taken by Coach Kaneshiro as he's going to take a full timeout here. Penguins have all the momentum and the lead, 62-48. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with the conclusion of this exciting game.
Clinique has started advertising that they no longer test their products on animals, which is a huge bonus.
Trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living alone. sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! So show me, family, hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong. Hey! I don't know.
You are locked into Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. It's PacWest action here as it's just the first of a doubleheader tonight against the University of Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. Penguins up 62-48. They made this run late in the second half to get a comfortable lead, but with 4 minutes and 16 seconds left, you know, Coach Lacoste is preaching them to finish, and it's been Weathered and Castro tonight leading the way on the offensive side. Weathered's 21 points and Castro's 17. Have really given the Penguins a nice lift of scoring as they are up 62-48. And now it's Williams trying to drive on Castro. She denies her the sideline, causing her to go out of bounds. And it looks like her foot hit the sideline there, and the ref was right on it. He blew the whistle. Turnover by the Vulcans. Ball back to the Penguins. Really looking at this ice clock here. As with 4 minutes left, they have a substantial lead. Just need to take their time and get quality shots up. It's Marshall who has it atop the three-point line. Giving over to Castro. Now back to Yamauchi, left wing. They find Castro on the right wing. She drives baseline, gets rejected by Edens inside. And once again, Edens with her third block of the night. Good job by her inside to deny the Castro shot. Edens has the ball, hands off to Reynolds. She misses. Castro does a nice job tipping the rebound over to Yamauchi. Yamauchi 3-on-3. She attacks the rim. Righty shot. She knocks it down. And the Penguins up big, 64-48. They made this run at the right time. As with 3:22 left, Penguins pulling up by more here each second. It goes right wing, Santos. Williams up to Rode. Now back to Williams. Her three-point attempt. She's been one of the few Vulcans been able to knock him down, and she misses as Marshall gets the board and throws it off to Yamauchi. Kealoha gets juked by Yamauchi on a nice crossover move. It's Castro. Drives into the paint, misses, and a rebound there by Reynolds. Nice crossover there by up top by Yamauchi to get by Kealoha. Castro just couldn't finish. Righty three in the corner. That one missed. Reynolds offensive board and finishes for two. Quick timeout taken by Coach Kanashiro as they trail by 14, 64-50. Holbrook will come to the sub table here to get in after this 30-second timeout. And I really liked what I've seen out of Weathered. She picked up that fourth foul early, early in the second half. And when you're only given five fouls in the college game, when you have four fouls left with about 12 minutes left in the game, it's kind of a risky situation to leave the player in, but Coach Lacoste rolled the dice, and Weathers did a nice job weathering the storm as she's had those four fouls for about 8 minutes now here with 2:48 left, and she hasn't been able to pick up that fifth one. So good job by her, good discipline on the defensive side to stay out of that fifth foul, and she's been a key cog as she leads the team in scoring with 21 points. So after the made basket by the Vulcans, the Penguins will send out Weathered, Yamauchi, Marshall, Holbrook, and Hyatt as the Vulcans set up a full court press, and they intentionally foul there, it looks like. Not a bad strategy there by Coach Kanashiro as they're going to send the Penguins to the line, and I think he's read the same statistics as I have. Penguins are the worst free throw shooting team in the conference at 61%, so not a bad strategy to do the hack-a-shack plan here. It slows the game down and extends the possessions for each team, so a 1-1 here as that was just the ninth foul by the Vulcans. So it's going to be key that Yamauchi steps to the line and knocks down a pair here. Yamauchi on the season. Not one of the best free throw shooters, but she knocks down the first. Big answer from her as she's trying to make Coach Kanashiro's plan backfire a little bit. On the season, Yamauchi is shooting at 36% from the free throw line. But huge answer there by the senior point guard. She knocks down a pair. 66-50. Kealoha brings it up. It's thrown over Rode, back to Kealoha. They go over to Williams, back to Kealoha. They're trying to think three, but the Penguins doing a good job of defending the three-point line. Inside, Rode misses the shot. Offensive board chased down by Mangino, and she finishes for two. And another timeout taken by Coach Kanashiro. He's using these timeouts early here. As with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, Penguins up 66-52. Vulcans have 9 team fouls, so each foul from here on out by the Vulcans will send the Penguins to the line for 2 free throws guaranteed. It's going to be interesting to see if Kanashiro still rolls with that same plan of fouling Yamauchi, who entered this game as a 36% free throw shooter, but she calmly stepped to the line and knocked down both free throws. So let's see if the same plan is implemented from Coach Kaneshiro here, as he's going to send out of the timeout Kealoha, Rode, Edens, Williams, and Mangino. And for the Penguins, it's the same Weathered, Yamauchi, Holbrook, Marshall, and Hyatt. Full court press once again set up as three of the Vulcan defenders are in the backcourt. Weathered couldn't find someone open initially, but she gets it to Holbrook and back to Weathered. Weathered working quickly. She gets in the front court. No need to rush up a shot here as she smartly pulls it back. Wild pass. It goes all the way back court. Yamauchi has to touch it. And a turnover there by the Penguins. Good pressure defense by the Vulcans to speed up the Penguin offense, forcing the turnover there. 66-52. The Vulcans won't go away here as the Penguins with three conference wins, same as the Vulcans, looking to leapfrog them in the standings here. Right wing, Rode. They need the three in the corner. Once again missed, and it's Hyatt with the board. She gives off to Yamauchi. Thrown up top to Holbrook. One-on-one. Holbrook attacks the rim. Goes up. Gets blocked. But it goes out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Penguins. So with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left, 23 seconds left on the shot clock, Penguins are in no need to rush up a shot here. Milk the clock. Get it down to about 6 seconds, and then you can start operating. And on the inbounds play, an off-ball foul called as Weathered was trying to cut and get open. She was grabbed by Rode, and that's her fifth foul. So a big loss there as the 5'8 senior from Albuquerque, New Mexico, one of their better three-point shooters on the season, she's going to have to exit as she picks up her fifth foul. Coming in will be Alexa Jacobs. 66-52, Penguins lead with 2:03 left in the second half. Guaranteed two free throws here as they are in the double bonus. And Weathered misses the first as it just rimmed in and out. And the Penguins have really been able to pull away in the second half due to their rebounding margin here. They have out-rebounded the Vulcans by almost 20 here in this one tonight. So big reason why is they've been able to crash the glass and get extra possessions. Marshall tries to get the steal in the front court, but she almost knocked it out as it goes out of bounds with her feet on the line. So we'll stay with the Vulcans. 1:56 left. It's Mangino. Over to Williams on the right wing. Now thrown to Kealoha. She drives, tries to create space, can't. Thrown across court to Jacobs. Now inside to Edens. Edens tries to find Mangino. Knocked away. Kealoha chases it down. And the shot clock is up top to Edens. Jacobs swung around perimeter. Mangino's three in and out. Edens bats it over to Hyatt, and Hyatt gets the board. Yamauchi brings it to the front court. It looks like they tried to foul her, but instead she passed it over to Jesse Marshall, and she'll get fouled, sending Marshall to the line for two free throws. And this one just about done as the Penguins with 1:29 left at the free throw line, up 67-52. What a great second half as they entered the second half only up by three. They've been able to pull away here late. And with a big double-digit lead, 67-52. Jesse Marshall steps to the line. On the season, she shoots it around 70% as she knocks down the first of the pair. Coming in for the Vulcans will be Santos. Santos and Amohimoha, her first action of the night. As it looks like Coach Kaneshiro getting in the depth of his roster here. Getting some sophomore, some action here as Santos has it on the right wing. Then up Jacobs, goes over to Kimioha. She throws off to Kealoha. She drives. She gets fouled by Hyatt as a nice attack there by Kealoha. Goes right into the body of Hyatt, and she'll be going to the line for two free throws. That's going to be Hyatt's second foul, second personal foul for Hyatt. And with 1:17 left, Penguins well on their way to their seventh victory overall. This game will move them to 7-8 on the season and 4-5 in PacWest play. And like we said in the pregame, the goal for this Penguin team is to get into the postseason tournament. You've got to be one of the top six teams in PacWest play to do so. And right now the Penguins sitting at ninth place. This is a big game against the eighth seeded Vulcans. And they've really performed well here in the second half as they're up 69-52. Kealoha misses both free throws. Weathered gets the board and really slowing things down. She brings it to the front court. Thrown right wing over to Yamauchi. And with now 1 minute left, 12 on the shot clock, Penguins in no rush. It goes left wing to Marshall. She drives, gets all the way in the paint. Scoop shot blocked, and the Vulcans end up with it. Wild pass. Marshall tries to chase it down. Nice hustle. She hits the deck, almost goes into the bleachers. And it's going to be called out on Jesse Marshall, but good hustle there by the junior. The 5'6 junior was able to create some havoc in the backcourt, causing a wild pass that got knocked out of bounds. And Coach Lacoste is going to get his leading scorer for tonight out of the game, as Weather did a nice job managing four fouls. She'll come out of the game with Hyatt and get a nice round of applause there as the two played a very good game together. Coming in will be Sorensen and Ikeora. And a pass by Jacobs hits off the hand of Marshall and off the fingertips of Kealoha, goes out of bounds. So nice defense once again by Marshall, causing the turnover. And with 38 seconds left in the second half, they can't quite run out the clock. They're going to have to shoot it one more time. But the Penguins will be moving to 7-8 on the season. The Vulcans will drop to 4-8 on the season. But more importantly, the Penguins will jump the Vulcans in the Pac-West standings, as they are only about two spots away from being in playoff position. It's Castro. She drives, finishes off the glass, and that caps what a great night from her. As off the bench, she's chipped in 19 points. Very good job by Castro, finishing for two there. 71-52 as a 19-point lead with 16 seconds left. Vulcans have it. All this will do will change the box score just a little bit. It won't change the outcome. Santos three off the back of the rim. Ikeora gets the nice defensive board, and she passes off to Castro. No need to shoot or bring it past the front court as the Penguins, with a big second half there, get the win. 71-52 over the Vulcans. Now standing at 7-8 and 4-5 in Pac-West play, the Penguins jump up to seventh place in the Pac-West standings, just one spot out of that coveted top six who get to play postseason basketball. The next game for these Lady Penguins will be against BYU Hawaii at 5:30 on Martin Luther King Day, January 19th, which is a Monday. And BYU Hawaii on the season, very formidable opponent, as they're 5-2 in conference play and 8-5 overall. So that's the next game for the ladies. Next game for the men, happening in about 20 minutes. It will be the Vulcans against the Penguins. It's supposed to tip off at 7:30, but now that I look at my clock, 7:20 might be tipping off around 7:40. We'll be back with about 5 minutes before the game to give you a preview of the men's game. Women get their first home victory of 2015, moving them one step closer to that sixth seed. Nice win by the Penguins. And we'll be back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. For Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Stuart Horn, we will be back, and we wish you a good rest of the day.